As was expected, the Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee has decided to hike the repo rate by 50 basis points. Economists were hoping for no change or at least 25 points. This means that South African consumers are going to pay the brunt of the decision and life is going to get even worse. Economists expect another interest rate hike, the 10th consecutive interest rate hike increase since 2021 November. Davi Roach is the chief economist at the Efficient Group. Davi, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much and good afternoon to you.
Yes, so, you know, as I indicated in my introduction that there was this hope for no change of 25 basis points. What was your expectations in this regard?
Well, a month ago, I expected no change. And then two, three weeks ago, I thought another 25. And then the last 2 weeks or so, it became clear that things are deteriorating fast, especially after these allegations by the American ambassador, and then I thought they're going to go for 50 basis points. So yes, I pretty much expected this 50, but still, even after they've announced it, it was, you know, we're talking about interest rates that currently at 8.25%, and this is, like you've mentioned, the 10th consecutive increase in interest rates. Things are really getting tough out there now.
There was a general belief that SEB's hiking cycle would end soon after the March interest rate hike. So what changed? Is it the American saga with the dollar falling? Yes.
Not only that. Certainly some other factors as well. And maybe, and I've made this point previously, you know, so the South African macroeconomic environment is not a very competitive environment because of factors like, for example, dysfunctional local authorities, a lack of electricity, all sort of macroeconomic policies that are wrong. So the it's not a very productive and a very competitive macroeconomic environment. And that leads to price increases. It leads to inflation. And the only thing that we can do now, since we can't take those political steps to address some of these issues, and the only thing that is left to us is to increase interest rates. And that is exactly what the Reserve Bank is doing. But that in itself, of course, is highly damaging to the economy as well. It would have been so much easier if we can get those other ducks in a row, like, for example, get electricity and fix the local authorities and fix education, that sort of stuff, because then we will not have to lean so much on monetary policy to get inflation lower. But having said that, I must tell you that I'm having a look at the markets right now. The 50 basis points increase, I think, was pretty much expected by the Reserve Bank, by the markets. But the markets really reacted quite violently, and the rand suddenly weakened quite a lot. And I see the capital market, that's actually more concerning, also weakened quite a lot. Now, I'm still trying to figure out why that is so, but I think, and I've listened to the speech of the governor of the Reserve Bank, and he sounds really concerned, and he sounds as if they're going to stick to their guns and keep on increasing interest rates if necessary. And he also made comments like, for example, he's concerned about the exchange rate of the currency, and he's concerned about the upward possibility of further higher inflation going forwards and things like that. So clearly, he's painting a picture of an economy that's in deep trouble. And I think that's part of the reason why the rand, which is supposed to appreciate when interest rates go up, but the picture that the governor has painted, I think, is the very important reason why the rand is actually coming under pressure this afternoon and why the capital markets are also falling.
So what will be the impact on consumers, for example, food prices, home loans, etc.?
Well, certainly home loans are going to go up. If you owe money, you're going to pay more. Be aware of that. If you've got money in the bank and you're dependent on interest income, you're going to be in the pound seats for some time because your interest income will go up. Food prices, well, not only food prices, but prices or price increases are supposed to be addressed by rising interest rates. But it takes some time before that happens. And as the governor said, you know, in the short term, we're going to take some pain in order to get the benefits in the medium longer term. So in the short term, this is mostly painful to the South African economy, and it is likely to suppress demand in the economy. It will weigh on economic growth. It will increase unemployment and poverty. But again, it's not the Reserve Bank's fault. It is because we have this uncompetitive macroeconomic environment, which is mostly caused by government.
Hmm. Okay, thank you very much, Shadaw. We appreciate your time. Thank you for sharing the insight.
My pleasure, and thank you.
Well, bye-bye. That was economist Davi Roach chatting to us this afternoon. As it was expected, the announcement had come through with the repo rate increase by 50 basis points.